This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another week here at the Superhuman Nation. We have a great show planned today during the first half hour. We're going to be doing a new product review, Primal Pit Paste. Have you heard about it? Well, we're going to tell you more in just a little bit. Then we're going to switch it up, and we're going to be joined by Brooks Kubik to make an announcement. Brooks has done something he's never done before, and we're going to break the news here on Superhuman Radio. And then at the top of the second hour at 1 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Dr. Gregor Reed about fermented foods, the missing government recommendation. As always, Superhuman Radio is being made possible through a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. Please check them out. Go to allamericanefx.com or superhumanradio.com and click one of the banner ads. If you notice that our stream sounds like it's fading from time to time, we are having some bandwidth issues today thanks to Time Warner Cable. I have to say that ever since they took over our internet in the city of Louisville, it has just been horrendous, and I'm waiting for someone to buy them out soon, I hope. Anyway, okay, so let's get underway. Amy Kazin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I have a feeling a lot of the people in the audience have already heard about Primal Pit Paste because, like many products that not only work but are good for you to use, people talk about it. Elisa and I will put nothing else under our arms but Primal Pit Paste for lots of reasons, but I don't want to get into that yet. I want to talk to you first. So who was the brainchild behind Primal Pit Paste and why?
Well, you know, it definitely was my daughter was the reason that I started to make the Primal Pit Paste. Basically, I had converted our entire family over from, you know, just our diet to cleaning products and different personal care products, you know, that were completely void of just toxic chemicals and things that I knew were not good for us and them. And the last thing that I couldn't find that worked was a deodorant.
Right.
And it just, none of them worked at the health food store. And so when my daughter came home at 8 years old with, you know, body odor, I knew I had to figure something out because I wasn't going to be putting aluminum and parabens on her delicate armpit.
Right, right. And yeah, and those are two things right there. The aluminum in antiperspirants, as well as the triclosan that is in deodorants, have both been linked to horrible, horrible things. And you do absorb the micron-sized aluminum that is in antiperspirants. Number two, why would you stop yourself from perspiring? It's kind of like stopping yourself from... If somebody said, oh, you have bad breath, you have to hold your breath now. Don't breathe anymore because your breath sucks. That would be that's the equivalent of putting an antiperspirant on because your underarms smell. Why would you keep your underarms from sweating? It's natural. It's crazy.
Exactly. I think that, you know, the role of aluminum is really used to clog your gland and keep you from sweating, which really isn't what we want to happen. And because people do that and have done it for so long, they actually, in most times, experience increased sweating. And their body's desperately trying to do a function that it stops from doing. And that's why you see all these, you know, in the last 10 years, clinical strength, because they're having to put more aluminum in it because people are just, their bodies are fighting against it.
It's almost like the super weeds getting stronger from the Roundup. Your underarms, they want to sweat. And they're like, okay, if you're going to put those particles in here to stop us from sweating, we're going to find ways to work around that and sweat even more. Isn't that funny?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. That's definitely what I experienced.
Obviously, antiperspirants are a bad idea, but then there's deodorants. So there's lots of ways to stop or change the odor from under the arms. One of them is to use very, very powerful, toxic, antimicrobial, antibacterials. This is where triclosan comes from. Triclosan has been linked to causing heart problems. You're putting it underneath your left armpit. You can't get any closer to your heart than that.
Right.
So obviously,
triclosan was banned just recently in Minnesota and Europe. It's definitely a huge thing right now that they're finding that is something you do not want to be putting on your skin, period.
So you, as a mother, worried about your child, said, I must find an alternative to these toxic things. You went to Whole Foods. You went to the places where we're supposed to be able to find these alternatives. You couldn't find anything that you liked?
For 4 years, I struggled trying to find something. I went through every brand that they had available. I did some extra research on some of the salt crystals that have become popular. They still have aluminum in them. It's kind of printed on there in a different form. It says potassium, and that's potassium aluminum, which is still a form of aluminum that you know you need to still be concerned about.
And I don't like that. I use that crystal. And I tell you, I couldn't tell, number one, that I was getting any on my underarms. And number two, my underarms still smell. I'm Italian, and I eat a lot of garlic. And when I perspire, I have body odor. And there's been times where Elisa's had to come in on a Friday and do a show in this little tiny studio with me where I didn't wear any deodorant that day, and she complains the whole time, my God, the studio stinks, it smells like garlic, it smells like onions, you're under. But then I learned about Primal Pit Paste. So you created Primal Pit Paste as a solution to this problem. How long did it take for you to come up with this particular blend, this formula?
You know, it actually, I started making it, and this particular one, it took about 2 years to really make sure that I perfected. And it wasn't too soupy, and it wasn't too oily, and to really make one that absorbs really well, it took a couple years.
And that lasts a while as well. That's the other issue. So, you know, you buy some of these products that are supposed to be healthier for you to use, and they disappear in like a week and a half, and you're like, wait a minute. I've had my stick of Primal Pit Paste literally is now running out. I've had it before Christmas. I think I had it. I want to say I got it in October or November of last year. I mean, it really lasts long. I was surprised. I got to tell you. I thought, well, this is one of those things where I'm going to have to be buying this every month, and that's not the case.
Yeah, a jar typically lasts me. I use the paste in the jar. It typically lasts me close to 6 months. I mean, it definitely lasts and lasts. It doesn't take much. It's, you know, a little goes a long way. It's very powerful, and it works really, really well.
I find that if my underarms are still a little wet from getting out of the shower, it works better for me than if my underarms are really, really dry. It just feels like the water somehow adds as a mild solvent to get the Primal Pit Paste flowing easier, and I can coat my entire underarm with it that way. I don't know if that's something that you recommend, how people use it.
You know, we have two different versions. Like I said, we have the paste in the jar, and it goes in really nice like a cream. And then we have the paste in a stick. And the stick has added organic beeswax just for that application mm-hmm. that people really are used to. And we just tell people to hold it under their arm for, you know, 5 seconds to let your body heat kind of warm it up. And then it just takes 2 or 3 swipes, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Warm it up a little bit with your body heat. So we're going to go into a commercial break in a little bit. But first of all, if you're just tuning in now, we're talking with Amy Kazin about Primal Pit Paste. It is the only thing you should be using under your arms today. There is nothing toxic, nothing harmful, only good things. In fact, you can eat it if you wanted to. Let's put it that way. Am I lying when I say that?
You know, we wouldn't suggest that it would probably taste very good, but it is made of food-grade ingredients
yeah.
that were sent out of the kitchen.
I mean, I'm not suggesting people eat it. It's not. I'm not saying, hey, it tastes good. It's a candy bar. It's an underarm deodorant too. I'm just saying that it's you wouldn't want to take something off the shelf at your Kroger store that says antiperspirant on it and eat it. Trust me, you'll get sick. But I mean, this is all food grade stuff. So you have a coupon code for my audience, right?
We do.
Why don't you go ahead and
through the end of February, it's superhuman, and they get 20% off.
That's awesome. Go to primalpitpaste.com. Use the coupon code superhuman and save 20% off. I promise, if you try Primal Pit Paste, you and your family will never, ever use anything else under your arms. It is the greatest. It's the best. And I won't ever use anything else. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Amy Kazin from Primal Pit Paste about the best thing to ever hit your armpits. Good for you to use, and it works so great. In fact, Amy's husband Jimmy told me. He said, once you start using Primal Pit Paste for a while, if you skip a day, your underarms don't smell. And it's true, Amy. What do you attribute that? What do you attribute that to?
You know, I just think that the deodorant, it's basically the baking soda in the deodorant. It neutralizes the bacteria that causes odor, and it can sometimes last for certain people depending on their activity level on certain days. For more than 24 hours. Some people have even said 48 hours.
I don't purposely go without deodorant, but there's days where my day gets derailed. I had planned on going to the gym and training and showering, and I have to come straight into the studio. And I literally get out of bed, eat my breakfast, and get dressed and come here without showering for some emergency that's going on, a server's down or something. And I'll spend that whole day in the studio, and my underarms won't smell, and I didn't put anything on. So there's got to be something to it. So in order to have a good deodorant, you have to have a mild fragrance, but more importantly, you have to have something that keeps bacteria from forming under the arms, right?
Exactly.
How do you achieve that with Primal Pit Paste without using the coveted triclosan?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, baking soda is almost, it's like a salt type ingredient, and it definitely is very effective in the way that it neutralizes bacteria that causes odor. And coconut oil also has a high antimicrobial effect.
Right.
And essential oils. And just the mix of all of that really works to neutralize and control that bacteria from forming in the first place that causes the odor.
We tried both the stick and the little, tub, I guess you could call
it.
Why did you make the tub? I would imagine everybody's used to using a stick or roll-on deodorant, and I've never seen a deodorant before that you could apply with your fingertips. Why did you guys do that?
You know, we did that because, really, that's just how it came out in the kitchen, and I just felt like we were primal, and I didn't mind touching my underarms. In fact, very much like a lotion with the coconut oil and the shea butter. And once you get used to it, the application is not, you know, there's nothing to it. You can use a little bit on your elbows afterwards. But, you know, like you said, people do prefer that stick application, and we wanted to offer both. But deodorant was originally made in a cream form back, you know, like in the 1930s, 40s.
Really?
Original deodorant. Were cream.
I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So do you feel that there's any advantage to using the cream tub versus the stick that you can see?
You know, it really is personal preference. I think it's great to try both. We have trial sizes available as well where people can try the paste and they can have a stick. A stick is great for a gym bag or if you're traveling. And, you know, the paste is great just to have in your bathroom. It really just is personal preference, and everyone's different. You know, most men tend to like the stick, but yet my 19-year-old son, who plays rugby and football, he loves the paste.
Yeah.
So it's really just personal preference.
Yeah, it's interesting. And at least you give people that choice. Let's go ahead and give the coupon code again. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking with Amy Kazin from Primal Pit Paste. It's a great product. It really is the final answer to underarm odor without putting anything toxic or harmful under your arms. And it really works. If it works for big old stinky me, it'll work for anybody. I'm serious about that. You guys know, you've heard Elisa complain on the air about me forgetting to wear deodorant in the studio. And I think once she compared it to the smell of a sidewalk falafel sales cart. So in Manhattan. So there you go. But really, it's a great product. The coupon code you said is superhuman, right?
It's superhuman, and you can get from now until the end of February 20% off.
That is awesome. Now, how long has Primal Pit Paste been around?
We've been around for about 2.5 years.
But
you've
had exponential growth. I mean, the product has gained such popularity in that period that you've outgrown your first warehouse and so on, right?
Absolutely. We did. We had very, very quick growth just in the first 10 months, and we moved into a 4,000-square-foot facility, and we just actually moved into an 11,000-square-foot facility. And so we've gotten into more local retailers. We're not quite there yet, so the majority of our sales are online. But we're growing really fast, and hopefully we'll be in more stores this year.
And I have to believe that you're one of those products that initial customer trial sells the product. So I know you have those little small sampler jars that people can try. I have to believe that once somebody tries it, they order it, right?
They really do. In fact, most people, I just read a testimony this morning. If you go on our website, we have thousands of amazing testimonies. I get emails every day of people saying, I never write testimonies, I never write reviews, but this has changed my life. And they end up just going for it. They just order the full-size product because they've read all those reviews is typically what happens.
How much is the stick, one stick?
The stick is $10.95.
That's not
bad
at all.
Like you said, it seems a little more, but it lasts a lot longer than your typical $4 and $5 stick of antiperspirant. And then the jar is $8.95.
Mm-hmm. I kind of think the jar is probably a better idea. I got to tell you the truth now that I think about it, because getting it on your fingertips, you can actually feel where it's going. You can make sure that it's hitting the skin. And I think that I may try the jar next time. I think
I just got a testimony and a very, very neat email that hit my heart. But a woman told me she really thanked us for making the paste because she was able to find a lump under her arm that she needed to have looked at. And it ended up being nothing, but this was around October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and she was so thankful that she applied the deodorant with her fingertips.
Now, Primal Pit Paste is so popular. Talk about this recent campaign. It's over now, I understand. But talk about this recent campaign where your followers actually bombarded the Jimmy Kimmel Show with emails. What was that about?
It was funny. We saw a tweet from a friend of ours, and she was like, it was basically Jimmy Kimmel and Matthew McConaughey were saying that they wanted to do a commercial for small business that would be a really funny commercial, and to go ahead and send in emails for different companies. And so we actually saw that, and we thought, wow, let's do that. And they were specifically in Austin, Texas. And so we did. We asked our customers, and they were bombarded, and they actually got back to us, and they're interested in doing the commercial with us. So it's kind of cool.
But they asked you to tell your followers to stop sending them emails because they were overwhelmed with emails, right?
They did. They said, we get the picture. We hear you loud and clear. We think it might be a good fit. And they said, but could you please just ask your customers maybe to tone down and stop emailing us?
That's funny. That's a great story, but it just shows what happens when you make a product that is in sync with what people want. This is the antithesis of the Monsanto business model, which is make products and tell people they need them. But when a company makes a product that is what people want, it just takes on a life of its own, doesn't it?
It does. I definitely think that, the word has gotten out there, and then the strong, strong customer base and referral has just, it really has. It's been almost like a movement.
Yeah, that's exciting. And it's a great product. I can see why. It really is a great product. Check it out. Go to primalpitpaste.com. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. And save 20% off anything you buy through the end of February. Is that right?
Through the end of February.
So that's plenty of time for you to take advantage of this offer. It really is a great product. Two thumbs up from me. Two arms up, because I don't stink out the room when I lift my arms now thanks to Primal Pit Paste. How about that?
That's awesome.
Amy, thank you so much for making the product, and thank you for being on the air today.
Well, thank you for having us, and we're so excited to just get our message out there and to help educate people and give them a great product.
And you're doing that. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, you too.
So there you go. Go to primalpitpaste.com. superhuman.com. Use the coupon code superhuman through the end of the month, February, and save 20% off anything on their website. I think that's pretty darn cool. My friend Brian is leaving his studio right now. Brian, you need to get some Primal Pit Paste because I've smelled your underarms before. Okay? There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brooks Kubik. Brooks Kubik is doing something he's never, ever done before in all his years in physical culture. And I think you'll be not only surprised, but pleasantly pleased to hear about it. Stay tuned.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. In the 1950s, there was a game show called What's My Line. I can remember it as a little child sitting there watching people like Orson Bean and Kitty Carlisle try to guess the secret that the guest had. And usually you had to guess what line of work they were in or something that they did that was unusual. Maybe somebody who parachuted off the top of a mountain or, you know, something like that. Rode a burro around the world. It was always something weird. Right? Right, Brooks?
I'm, you know, Carl, that was a little bit before my time.
Oh, come on. You're a year older than me. Now. Stop it. Now, stop it.
I don't remember a game show where a contestant rode a burro around
the
world.
No, I was giving an example. It was always something absurd, something that when you learned what their secret was it What's My Line or I've Got a Secret? That's what it was. It was I've Got a Secret.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I am almost positive that there was a top bodybuilding champion, maybe a Mr. America winner.
I know who was on.
Who
I
was
know
on the show?
He talked about it on my show. Dan Lurie was on the show at one point in time.
Okay.
Because don't forget, they had to wear. There was some when it was a celebrity who you recognized facially.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have to wear blinders. Remember? You don't remember? You didn't watch the show as a kid. I used to watch it. So if it was Marilyn Monroe, or in the case of Dan Lurie, who had been on TV, he was the sealed.
I'm sorry, but there's no blinders in the world that you would not recognize Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but you get my point. Seal Test Dan, the strong man,
mm-hmm.
was part of the Seal Test Circus Big Top.
Mm-hmm.
He was the weightlifter in the loincloth leopard. A fake faux leopard loincloth, although back then it could have been real leopard full, I know. And so obviously he you would know who he was just by seeing his face.
Mm-hmm.
So when Dan Lurie was on I've Got a Secret, they had a blindfold. You know, they wore blinders, little mm-hmm. eye covers. But if it was somebody who wasn't a celebrity that didn't have facial recognition, then they didn't have to wear them. But they would have to guess. They would have to ask a question. And if they got a yes answer, they could ask another question. If they got a no answer, then the question went to the next person on the panel. And there were three or four people on the panel. So we're going to do our own version of I've Got a Secret with Brooks Cubic. And I'm going to ask him questions and see if we can guess what his secret is. So usually in the game show, it would start out like something like this. They would say, this person has a secret and it's related to his livelihood or something. So then somebody would say, do you work in entertainment? What would you say to that?
Yes.
Okay. I get to keep asking. Does your secret have something to do with your livelihood?
Yes.
Okay. Does your secret, would your secret be something that you could reproduce? Is your secret that you breed dogs?
No.
Okay, game over. Since we don't have any other contestants, the interview stops there. No. But okay, so you're doing something. How long have you been the keeper of the flame of physical culture? Even though, I mean, I know I'm the guy who first started calling you that. How long have you been doing what you do? Writing about physical culture, writing books about training, writing fiction about physical culture. How long now have you been doing this?
I've been writing about physical training and strength training for over 25 years.
Okay, in 25 years, there is something that you have never done, and you have never done it, and you were not going to do it, and you took great pain into crossing over to the dark side, correct?
Boy, that's a multi-part question.
Feel free to answer any part you want.
You get to ask another question.
Okay. So does this secret have something to do with your writing?
Yes.
Okay. Are you now writing your books in Mandarin? You've learned how to write Mandarin. No?
No.
Okay. All right. So Let's stop the foolishness and let's go right to the source of the story here. So there is something that you've never done in 25 years, and in the past probably 8 or 9 years, there's been lots of opportunities to do it. Why didn't you do it initially? Tell me.
The Well, should we tell people what we've done, or do you think they've
no,
already
No, 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 no. We're going to tell them what you're doing and what you've done in a second. What is it that you, why is it that you haven't done it? Did you look down at it? Did you think that anything produced in that format was less than, because it's the industry is littered with these things, quite frankly. A lot, and many of them provide very little good information. Is that why you didn't do it?
That's a real good nutshell of why I didn't do it. Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's, you know, somebody asked me last week, why don't you sell equipment? And there's a lot of answers to that, but one of the answers is because virtually everything on the market is cheap stuff made overseas that doesn't stand up to use and falls apart, and yet people think it's good. Why would you want to be part of that market?
And the truth is, quite often, if you bring something of quality and you have to charge more, then people don't want to buy it because it's expensive.
Yeah, yeah, or perceived expensive.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So they don't see the value in it. So let's go ahead and break the news, and then we can talk more about this intelligently. What is it that you're doing now that you have not done in 25 years, and in the past 8 or 9 years you've been prodded by even me to do it, but you withheld and did not do it? What is it that you're doing for the first time and have done now?
Okay. Well, I've launched a new course, and the title of the course is Dinosaur Training Secrets. It's part of a series. This is Volume 1, Exercises, Workouts, and Training Programs. And that's not anything new, because we've done courses before and done books, lots of them. But this one we're releasing in two different formats. We're releasing a Kindle edition that's available on Amazon, and it's actually uploaded and available right now, and people around the world are you know, grabbing it. And we're also doing what we've always done, which is to release the same product in a hard copy format.
Right.
So if you like to hold something in your hand and, you know, work down with your finger as you read it, maybe highlight it, flip the pages, you can do that because we've got a hard copy. But
for the first time ever, you're doing an ebook.
Yep, for the first time ever, we're doing an ebook. And the reason that I'm doing that, you know, I try to listen to my readers and what they want. And I've got readers who've been with me for 25 years. It's really remarkable. We've literally grown up together.
Right.
And, you know, so I value what they say, and I try to do things that they want and be responsive and receptive to what they want. And initially, when I floated the idea of ebook, and I've floated ebook and PDF ideas as early as 1997.
Right.
Let me repeat, 1997.
Right.
You know, I came out with Dinosaur Training, hard copy, printed 3,000 copies that, you know, I paid to have 3,000 copies printed. You know, it was all the old-fashioned stuff in 1996. 1997, got on the Internet.
Adobe Acrobat came along.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff was happening. I think that was before any of the internet sensations that we can think of, and there were no Kardashians on the internet, and you know, life was different. But you know, I floated the idea to people, and for a long time I got a response of, I want hard copy, I want hard copy, I want hard copy. And then gradually I started to have some people say, I really want ebook, I really prefer ebook, or I need an ebook. And the reasons varied. Sometimes they were, you know, I remember one guy, I live in my parents' basement while I'm trying to get my job going. I mean, I'm doing that to save money. And I have a really small bookshelf, and I've maxed it out, mainly with your books, and I don't have room for anything else. So I need to use a Kindle or some kind of reader. I have other guys who travel, and they say, you know, I love books. I love a hard copy book. I like to hold it in my hands, turn the pages, but I have to travel all the time. And the only way that I can read when I'm traveling is with a Kindle or similar device.
Right.
So
a pad.
A pad. I'd love you to do something that would let me accommodate that. I've had some big names in the fitness business. Steve Maxwell has said that. Mike Mahler has said that. You know, and if you think about it, you know, these guys travel a lot, you know. I mean, all around the world, literally. And they find it very difficult to buy hard copy books and courses. There are other readers who, I think it's a financial issue. You know, it's less expensive to go the ebook route. And the one thing that has really changed over time is postage. The cost of shipping and postage and books and all of that has absolutely gone through the roof. It has just skyrocketed. And particularly for international postage. Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Yeah, and international postage is ridiculous.
Yeah,
now.
International postage is just crazy.
I had to ship a package to China the other day, and it was more expensive than the product that I was shipping.
Yeah,
I had to ship stuff to Michael in the Philippines, my webmaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he works for Supreme Radio exclusively now,
mm-hmm.
And we had to send him some things for Christmas. The postage, shipping two boxes to the Philippines, cost $140 or $150.
Well,
I mean, it's like really? I mean, come on, give me a break. Who spends this kind of money to ship things?
It's really, really difficult. And you know, we've been doing things like, you know, when we put a course together or a book, you know, one of the considerations if you're talking about a paper copy of something is what is it going to weigh?
Wait. Hold it right there.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to dig deep into this, because the reality is what it is going to weigh not only costs you getting the book shipped to you, but also the buyer paying to have the book shipped to him. So we're going to talk about this when we come back. But it's true. Brooks Kubik is releasing an ebook, the first ebook ever from Brooks Kubik. You should buy it just because it's the first time he's ever doing it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast
fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. At the top of the next hour, we're going to be talking about fermented foods, the missing government recommendation. You don't want to miss that. Right now we're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. And you can get all of his books there. I would imagine also now, obviously, you can get the books at Amazon.com too, right?
No, just the new course is the only one that is available on Amazon right now.
So that's a first for you too, then?
Yeah, it's an absolute first. And, you know, frankly, it's a test. If people like it, if it helps them, if it helps them find a way to get the information into their hands and use it, then it's worth doing. If it's not, you know, then maybe we won't do it because, you know, I only have limited time and limited resources, and, you know, if something's not working, I'm not going to keep doing it. But so far, it's been working, and people have been really happy about it.
So we were talking about shipping. You know, gas prices go up,
yep.
Postage and shipping goes up. There's an added burden of cost to have the book shipped from the printer to you. And then there's the added burden of cost that the buyer pays, FOB, freight on buyer, pays for buying the book. So the shipping becomes really an expensive part of the transaction that has nothing to do with the information inside of it. You know, when we were kids, there were sci-fi movies where you could... What did they call them? Teleporters, right.
Yeah.
So you could get in, put a box in here, and press the button, and it would disappear, and it would end up someplace else. You know, those days aren't here yet for physical things, but they are here for information, and hence the ebook, right?
That's absolutely true. And the shipping, you know, the cost of shipping for someone who's been shipping books around the world for 20 years now, it is absolutely astronomical. And it really has put a lot of small publishers and small authors either out of business or at great risk. And it's tremendously increased the price of a physical product. And it's put a lot of physical products out of business. I mean equipment. You know, it used to be that people would buy barbell sets mail order from the York Barbell Company or from Dan Lurie or, you know, whoever. And it made sense to actually ship a 110, a 200-pound, a 350, a 500-pound barbell set through the mail.
Right.
You know, or ship it freight. But, I mean, you could do that, and you really can't do that anymore. The world's changed. And, you know, even the cost of shipping a book overseas is, $20, $25 sometimes. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's double the price of the purchase. A guy's spending $25 for a book and $25 for shipping, and he's really not getting anything for the shipping when you think about it. I mean, I get it. He's getting the book delivered to him. But if there's an e-book, he's going to save. He's going to be rewarded for buying the e-book in several fashions. Number one, immediate gratification. Click, and the book is on your computer or on your Kindle or your pad or whatever. Number two, you're not paying all the costs related to shipping. Number three, you're paying a cost that is lower because it's related to the cost of producing the actual product now. If you don't have to have it printed, there's no ink, there's no paper, there's no cover, there's none of the mass, the actual tangible parts of the book. That reduces the cost. So you're rewarded in three different ways when you buy an e-book.
Well, you are. Now, the other side of the coin is because it doesn't cost as much to get into the market, it's a market that is flooded with a lot of stuff that's, you know, not second rate, not third rate, but, you know, 30 or 40 or 50th rate. There's just a huge amount of junk out there.
Well, you know what? You know what proves that? There are people out on the internet that are guaranteed to teach you how to make $1 million. You buy their ebook. Their ebook is about writing your own ebook about how to make $1 million and selling it. I mean, now think about that for a second. The absurdity of that, right? So you're like, I want to learn how to make $1 million. You buy this book, and the guy goes, you're helping me make my million by buying this book. That's my secret. Write an ebook that teaches people how to make $1 million, and you sell that to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's that's how polluted the ebook industry has gotten. Everybody and anybody who has Microsoft Word, a laptop, and can create a PDF is publishing ebooks today. So it's gotten to the point where it's almost like the internet. It's like, where do you focus? Well, you focus on people who've been making a living writing paperbacks and hardcover books like Brooks Kubik, because the he's not going to the ebook business to make $1 million. He's going to the ebook business because it's just it's a tangent of what he's doing already.
It is simply another method of publishing and disseminating the same information that I publish and disseminate in hard copy form, and that I've been publishing and disseminating in hard copy form for 25 years.
And why he has the following that he has of the dinosaurs out there who follow everything he does and writes. So now it'll be a little bit less expensive and a little bit more expedient for them to buy these books. So talk about the book. The book again is called, and how much is the ebook, and how do people get it?
Okay. Well, the book is part one of a series of books or a series of courses, Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 1, Exercises, Workouts, and Training Programs. And if you go to the Dinosaur Training website, that's info@brookscubic.com, look at the top of the page, there's the menu bar, the drop-down bars. Go to the Dinosaur Training blog and look for the blog post that I put up today that says a new dinosaur training course, and it's got a link to Amazon. I could give you the Amazon link, but
yeah, but
a bunch of letters and stuff.
If you go to Amazon.com, I'm just trying something.
Oh, it's easy.
And you
to
just
find.
put your name in. I got to believe the book comes right up. Brooks Kubik.
If you put my name in, Brooks Kubik, along with Dinosaur Training Secrets, you'll find the ebook. Now you'll also find hard copy books. You know, don't be mistaken. This is the first one. I mean, the easiest way to do it. If you're searching me, they have a menu option of hard copy, Kindle, whatever. Just look for Kindle. There's only one Kindle book.
Mm.
Yeah, and you may recognize who's on the cover.
I'm trying to find it right now. Who is on the cover while I'm looking for it? Because there's a boy, you've got a lot of books up here. Holy mackerel!
Yeah. I've been doing this for a long
for
time.
For a little while now.
Yeah. So,
who's on the cover?
Dinosaur Training Secrets Volume 1 has none other than John Grimmick on the cover.
Wow.
Yeah, an old photo, Grimmick doing the two dumbbell alternate press or seesaw press, which was one of his favorite exercises.
Here it is. I'm looking at it. It's the blue cover. Yeah, look at that. Here's the Kindle version right here.
Yeah, so it's easy to find. I mean, you're working away on live radio, and you were able to find it in about 60 seconds.
Yeah, I was looking at all your other books too. I was like, man, I think I've got that one. That was kind of cool. Well, listen, I think it's great, and I think that people who have been sitting on the sidelines listening to Brooks talk on this show, or maybe even belong to his newsletter group, should take the plunge and buy the ebook for two reasons. Number one, to support Brooks Kubik and everything that he's been doing for so long. Someday they're going to write about Brooks Kubik the way they write about John Grimmick. Remember that. And you'll be one of the people who bought his first ebook when he moved into ebooks.
Well, you're too kind when you compare me to John Grimmick, but I'll tell you what. This is an interesting book because it details 10 years of training that didn't work. I went literally nowhere, zippo, in the way of results, because I was making a very serious fundamental mistake. I wrote a letter to Perry Rader about it. Perry Rader, founder of Iron Man magazine. He told me what the problem was, and I ignored him. And I went on making no gains, no progress. One day, by accident, I found the answer. And I gained about 40 or 50 pounds of muscle before I knew it, and massively increased my strength. That's what got me into writing about this stuff.
Mm.
And I lay out the whole story step by step, and I say to people, you know, you can keep on going, doing what you're doing what everyone else is doing, and not really getting anywhere, or you can try something radically new and different. Guess what? If it doesn't work, no problem. Go back to what you were doing. But if it works, oh, what a gift you've given yourself.
Yeah. Go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today. Pick up the new ebook, the first of its kind, and hopefully more to follow. But that's going to be determined by your responses out there. So check it out. Brooks, thanks for being on the S today. Okay?
Yeah, thanks, Carl.
All right, talk to you soon. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about fermented foods. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free
pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Well, we may have to just end the show early today. I just found out we never got a phone number for my next guest, Dr. Gregor Reed. So I have just emailed asking for the phone number. Let's give it a couple seconds here. The magic of email. Very frustrating, but it's my fault. I should have checked before the show started. I just assumed that the number was in there. We'll have to have Dr. Gregor Reed on the show at a later date, I guess, it looks like, because I can't reach anybody. Elisa doesn't have a... Yeah, Alex just texted me and said he emailed him and got no response. Elisa's computer is down. So Elisa's computer crashed yesterday. And it's amazing how much we depend on her here at the show for so many things. So she's having a computer vacation today and has limited access to email. And Alex just texted me back and said that Dr. Reed never... Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Thank God for all these different methods of communication that we have. Alex just messaged me on Facebook. So we have text going, we have Facebook Messenger going, we have emails going, but we just don't have our second hour guest for some reason. Let's see, he's typing. Hold on, we may have a phone number here. Let's see. This is the beauty of live radio. It's exciting because anything can go wrong. Ah, he said it was in his email signature. I don't even have an email signature. Dr. Reed said it was in his email signature. But it isn't. So he's replying, just need one more email. Okay, so we're sitting tight. It looks like we will have him on. The show just may start a little bit later. The interview may start a little bit later. Oh, we got it. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and let this music play for a second. We'll be right back. Okay, and through the magic of communications via Facebook Messenger, text messages, we actually have Dr. Gregor Reed on the phone. How you doing, Dr. Reed?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, so you recently published a paper talking about fermented foods and that it is the recommendation that the government has failed to make, correct?
Really, the emphasis was that governments should be recommending fermented foods in their food guides.
Okay.
Correct.
So we've done shows on fermented foods before and some of the benefits. Why fermented foods? Because obviously there's lots of other categories of foods that the most governments have ignored the importance of these foods in both the lack of these foods and the development of disease and the inclusion of these foods in actually correcting disease states. What's magical about fermented foods?
Well, I see it as a separate category. If you look at it, the typical food guide would have, say, for example, two fruits, two milk products, 3 to 5 fish or meat dishes, 5 to 6 vegetable dishes, 5 to 7 grain dishes. And that would be seen as something that you should aim for each week.
Right.
And fermented foods arguably could go right across those, because you could have a fermented food that was based on milk, you could have a fermented food based on meat, etc. But I think the important designation that I wanted was fermented food means that there are microbes that ferment the food, and the fermentation process produces byproducts and also the growth of organisms that are beneficial to health. So I see it as a separate category, because if you don't take a fermented food and you have these other dishes, then I think you're missing out. And part of the argument, which we didn't get into in great detail in the paper, but historically, if you look back at evolutionary humans, we're used to having fermented foods. And
yes.
I used to spend time in New Zealand, and the Maori have these things called a hangi, which essentially they bury the food under the soil and they cook it. And you go to Africa and there's meat that is fermenting in the window and you think, oh, that must be contaminated. But no, it's not contaminated. It's fermenting. So it doesn't seem sensible to me that governments around the world don't have this as a category.
Well, there's a couple reasons, and we're going to get into that. I have some opinions on why they don't, but it solves a problem too, believe it or not, fermented foods, mm-hmm. especially in the grains, the cereal grains area. So we know there's emerging research that's undeniable that a grain-based diet could be one of the obesogenic prescriptions, if you will. It clearly has been linked to a pro-inflammatory diet. There is now thinking that some of these grains that have been selected for through genetic modification and or hybridization are more harmful to the human condition than the grains of our ancestors 400, 500, 600 years ago. And we know that when you ferment grains, somehow magically the fermenting process seems to rid the grain of many of the offending nutrients, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know that field well enough. So it's hard for me to comment.
Okay.
You seem to know more than I do.
Well, yeah, we've actually talked about fermented grains being more beneficial.
Right.
Even things like fermented soy. So, you know, there's a soy movement out, but there's
right.
a lot of debate between phytoestrogens and so on. But when you ferment soy, it seems to lose a lot of the things that we are starting to understand may not be that good for us. And when we look
yep.
at Asian populations, they eat a lot more fermented soy than they don't drink soy milk. You know what I mean? They eat
mm-hmm.
fermented soy
right.
products.
Yeah. Well, in Africa, another example is in Kenya, where people used to eat fermented millet, and for one reason or another they stopped doing that and they replaced it with corn. Corn is, I guess, cheaper perhaps, or easier to make and consume, and it led to an aflatoxin poisoning problem where there's these molds that grow on the corn
right.
and they produce a toxin. And the worst outbreak was it killed several hundred children in, I think it was around the 80s or 90s, not that long ago. And what we've said to them is, look, go back to what you originally were doing. You were originally fermenting millet, and stop replacing it with this corn. And unfortunately, because people are starving, the government says, oh, yeah, if the corn is infected, then burn it. Well, it goes in big piles, and people don't burn it, so The short-term problem is aflatoxin poisoning, but the long chronic problem is liver cancer and other diseases. So it's strange that in society, even in Africa, where they've sort of gone away from their customs and are moving towards what we call fast foods, these kind of westernized fast foods, when it's the wrong thing to do.
Well, but it's a totally different discussion, but that's part of the Feed the World movement. Those who say they, in order to feed the world, we need BT genetically modified Roundup Ready corn, or this new golden
mm-hmm.
rice. And the
mm-hmm.
truth is, we can teach people how to produce the things that are indigenous instead of forcing them to eat corn. It's like,
mm-hmm.
it's just craziness. And this is a perfect example of that.
Fructose corn syrup, of course, in North America, it's just almost part of every food now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. They're thinking of adding it to water instead of fluoride now, since everybody wants fluoride out. I'm just joking. Anyway, what foods do you feel would provide the greatest benefits if people started to pay more? Oh, wait, I'm being told we have to take a break because we started your interview late. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Dr. Gregor Reed. We're talking about fermented foods. Should our governments be recommending people eat more fermented foods? That's the question on the table. Stay tuned.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast. Reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yo, man. Lord. Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just called me.
Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceutical. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the banner ads. Right now we're talking with Dr. Gregor Reed about a recent paper published discussing the question of whether or not governments should be including fermented foods in their recommended food plates, food pyramids, and so on. So, as you point out, there are fermented foods in every category, from meat, grains, dairy. People love kefir now. I know somebody who is constantly making kefir. It's quite a dedicated process. You can't let it stop once you start it. So it's easy to see how it would be. I can see how it would be easily integrated into the diet. What's your favorite fermented food?
I think probably probiotic yogurt is my favorite. I mean, there are options. So I'd say dairy in my view for me, but the dairy data is probably the best. So there's been large studies done in Europe showing that regular consumption of fermented dairy products lower the risk of bladder cancer and cardiovascular disease, and even periodontitis, or oral disease. And not everyone necessarily likes dairies, dairy products, but I do, and that would be my preference. Once you get into the vegetables, then clearly the sauerkrauts, not everyone's cup of tea, but you know, in this day and age, I was in the shops a week ago, and you could buy a large cabbage for 49 cents. And imagine if you could ferment that cabbage, all the goodness of the cabbage you would get, plus the benefits of the fermentation. So we should be finding ways to make that happen. So in other words, what does a person have to buy? What lactobacilli or product could they add to a cabbage, an inexpensive cabbage, to then make themselves a better food? It's not a market that is out there, and it should be, especially for people who, unfortunately, you know, they may be unemployed or they're at the low end of the economic spectrum, and they're facing tough times, and they're getting cheap food that often is not the best food. And we should be trying to find ways to help them get foods that's good, that are good for them.
You know, I buy and have for, oh gosh, maybe close to 15 years now, been a big fan of raw unpasteurized milk from pastured cows. I have a Mennonite family, farmers, that I get my milk. And I usually don't drink much in the wintertime, ironically. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I just lose my desire for dairy in the winter. But as the spring rolls around, I start to hunger for it again. And a little known fact, for anybody who buys raw milk, this may have happened to you, but for people who don't, there, because raw milk is unpasteurized, the microbes, the probiotic microbes are still in the milk. If you allow the milk to sit out in a cabinet, for instance, at room temperature for about a week to 2 weeks, it won't get rancid and sour like store-bought milk will. It actually turns into a almost yogurt-like, foamy, cheesy-like substance called clobber. And clobber is edible. You can eat it. You won't get sick from it. It's ferments itself, basically.
Right.
Good stuff.
I think there's definitely a case to be made for raw milk. We're in a society that likes to wipe everything out, and that's doesn't make sense. Ironically, when a mother breastfeeds a baby, she's passing on microbes that are in the milk. So the process of having microbes in milk being beneficial for you dates back to the evolution of humans.
Right.
Now, that's not to say that there are cases where milk gets contaminated and we don't want to have it. But it seems a shame that we pasteurize all milk and have such a fear of raw milk when microbes in most cases are good for us.
Here's where the problem occurs, in my humble opinion. I'm not a political pundit, but the way I see it is this, and I use an example first to support what I'm about to say. Recently, the Food and Drug Administration made a widespread recommendation here in the United States that people should not wash their chicken before cooking it. And the logic behind it was this. If you wash your chicken, you'll most likely splash some of the chicken blood on the surrounding countertops, utensils, and so on, and you'll indirectly end up infecting yourself with salmonella or something like that. So, I want to break this logic down for a second, and this is why I don't think you'll ever see governments recommending fermented foods. Here's why. I mean that people ferment their own foods. I take it back. You can buy fermented foods at the store level, but fermenting your own foods. So the real problem isn't that you shouldn't wash your chicken. The real problem is that when you wash your chicken, you should clean up your countertop afterwards. But government agencies tend to think that people are too stupid to care for themselves. So it's easier to just say, don't wash your chicken and go ahead and cook it with the salmonella on it. Mm-hmm. Then wash your chicken, but make sure you wash up your countertop. And this is, it's been like this since biblical times. Look, there are religions that say don't eat pork. Now, I can't guarantee this, but I have a feeling it's because when you ate undercooked pork, you developed trichinosis and you died. So they thought, how are we going to tell these people to make sure they cook their pork well enough? They're too stupid to understand the message. I know. We'll just tell them God said don't eat pork, and that solves the problem. That's how governments work. So you're not going to see governments saying, hey, you should learn to ferment your own cabbage. I mean, what you said is brilliant. But the governments that have to do this, they work from a minimalist approach. What's the least amount that we can recommend of the least amount of things that people will survive on? We don't care if people thrive. We don't care if they develop diseases. We just don't want them to die because of nutritional deficiencies.
Well, you bring up two points that probably could be a show on their own. First of all is the antiquated nature of an FDA that was set up 100 years ago that says that only drugs can treat, prevent, and cure disease. That's complete madness. And then secondly, the system that we've created for harvesting our chickens and turkeys, people have shown that if you provide beneficial bacteria to chickens, and there was a product in the U.S. called Preempt, where essentially they wiped out salmonella, and there is very, very large and powerful companies that are in control of the chicken farming in the U.S., and they essentially, as far as I was made aware, and I may be wrong, they wouldn't allow Preempt to get into the system, and they preferred to use antibiotics and other things to treat chickens. If you put a million chickens in a hut, then when they peck, and as soon as they're born, the first thing is they start pecking, and they peck up the salmonella, and so you infect the next chicken. And that's why we have this rampant salmonella throughout our chicken that we buy.
Right.
So the process that we've created is madness. And unfortunately, now the way to solve it is don't wash your chicken. And I agree with you completely. You should wash your chicken and everything else that they touch it.
Right.
But ideally, if you could buy an organic chicken that was free range and wasn't infected with salmonella, that would solve everything completely.
But you can, and we do. And this is another part of my frustration. Can you stay with us through the break? I have to take one more break and come back and finish up this interview. Let's do this. Let's take one more quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Dr. Gregor Reed. This is going to get really interesting, I promise. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of crealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Time is running out. If you want to try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for free, you can get a 1 month supply by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the Age Force banner ad, and using the coupon code free patches. We're talking with Dr. Gregor Reed about fermented foods. And I agree, governments should include the recommendation that people eat fermented foods on a regular basis because they provide a lot of value, clearly. The notion that people can't eat chickens that are raised naturally. And I, you know, the word natural means nothing today, Dr. Reed. It's become ubiquitous and confusing, and people look at things and they go, oh, it's natural, I can eat it. And then when you read it and you realize what the authorities having jurisdiction over our foods will allow to be categorized as natural, it's shocking. It really is. A lot of things that aren't meant to be eaten, quite frankly. But that is the business of politics and industry. So you have to be smarter than that. But people can buy, they can acquire that chicken. I get chicken from another farmer who, my farmer that I buy milk from and dairy, he doesn't do a great job with his chickens, quite frankly. So I've had to find another farmer. So, you know, it's like everything else, right? You have people who do something well, but that doesn't mean they do everything well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people could get these chickens that are freshly, they've lived the natural life. You know, when I see something that says a vegan chicken, I run the other way, because chickens are not vegans. They eat worms. They eat bugs. They eat their own poop. They eat everything in their path. They don't eat corn, soy, and grain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think people can get these things, but it takes a little digging, and most people don't have the time or the desire, or they feel there's no need because the government says, hey, this is okay. You can eat this here, right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but getting back to the whole fermented food discussion, what do you hope comes from the recommendations of your paper?
Well, I contacted Health Canada, and I find Health Canada to be quite forward-thinking in some areas. For example, probiotics, they at least allow claims, unlike Europe that's banned the word. But I contacted them, and I said I think that fermented foods, not with the exception of fermented fish, because there's some not so good results with fermented fish. But I said, well, it should be part of the Canada Health Food Guide. And they said, well, we're not planning on revising the Health Food Guide for a little while. They said, but the best way to try and change it is to look at the science and publish a paper showing the benefits and suggesting why we should include it. So that's exactly what I did. And conversations with people like yourself, getting the word out that the more voices that come to the plate, and certainly in Canada, but you're in the U.S., I don't know the process in the U.S., but we have to tell the people who come up with those food guides the benefits of fermented foods.
Well, in the U.S., it works like this. If you find something that works and is beneficial to people, and you really want them to have it, you want to find a way to provide it, and you want the Food and Drug Administration or the USDA's endorsement to provide it, you just have to pay everybody that you meet to carry your message forward. And this is true of things that harm people too. I mean, don't forget, Vioxx killed 55,000 Americans.
Yep.
Who knows how many people around the world, and no one went to jail over that. So it just goes to show that you can kill in the United States and not go to jail as long as the government gets their cut. I mean, I know it's a laughable situation, but it's not.
No,
it's true.
It's worrying.
But I think that you're right on here, and I think that more people need to just. But see, I'm not waiting for governments.
No,
we can't wait for governments to make the recommendations because they're too tied to industry. No one makes recommendations until there's somebody who's found a supply line for the recommended product or service.
Right.
So people need to just vote with their dollars. They need to go out and buy more kimchi, more kefir, what's the other thing that's real popular right now? Kombucha. But you know, you can make these things yourself at home, by the way, just for the record.
Yeah.
You know, what about taking probiotic powders and adding them to, let's say, dairy and letting them sit in the refrigerator for a week or two? Do you think that by adding probiotic, a good probiotic blend to, let's say, a dairy product or even some other product, maybe the cabbage that we're making, that alone could kind of be the seed to start the process?
Well, there's two answers to this. The first one, could you or should you, or is it worthwhile spreading dried probiotic contents of a capsule or a sachet onto foods? Yes, why not? I think it's another way of getting beneficial bacteria. The problem with trying to create, say, a yogurt is you need to have what we call a starter culture, which tends to be Streptococcus thermophilus. And they're not usually in probiotic mixes.
Right.
And we've got some colleagues called Yoba for Life. That's a Dutch group of guys, basically two guys that have created sachets that are probiotic for Africa. And we've done the same, but slightly differently in Tanzania and Kenya. They've done it in Uganda. And the sachet contains a starter culture and a probiotic. And people can add them to milk and make a yogurt, or they can sprinkle it on their food. So I think it is feasible. The problem we would have, again, is going back to the cost. And what we're trying to do is make it as inexpensive and affordable for as many people as possible. If you can do that, then you're serving a much greater purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last thing you want is something to be only so expensive that the people that have lots of money can afford it. And my thing is with fermented foods is, as I mentioned with the cabbage, let's try and reach people who are, for whatever reason, being forced to eat inexpensive and poorly nutritional food, and let's try and get them to be able to consume beneficial fermented foods.
Great. I think your message is great. It's timely and it's important. And I hope that more government agencies, but more importantly, people themselves, don't wait for the government to come out with a new MyPlate food pyramid, a food shoe print. They always come out with something goofy. It doesn't matter. Add, make sure you're getting, how many servings a week of fermented foods should people get, you think, in order? What's the low, what's the smallest effective dose?
I would say three is the lowest. Three times a week at least. Obviously more is better, but yeah.
And we have a book, we did an interview, and I'm trying to find it in our bookcase here, but we did an interview with somebody who wrote a book about fermenting your own foods. And the art of it, it's a lost art. It's something that our ancestors did for 1,000 years. So
yeah, they did. That's right. We need to get back to that.
Yeah. Listen, I applaud your message, and I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Make sure you get at least 3 servings, maybe 5 to 6 servings of fermented food, however you choose to. Let's see here. Oh, Alex wanted me to ask if he knew the fermented, the actual probiotic count in fermented foods. I guess we could email him and ask that. I'm sorry about that, Alex. The stream is a minute late, because of the delay. And so he, just found out that we let him go. Anyway, it was a good discussion. So make sure you're eating more fermented foods, for you, your family. Very, very important. And thank you for listening to today's show. Don't forget, go to brookscubic.com. Check out Brooks's new ebook, which is available on Amazon.com as well. It's the Kindle version. And then also, don't forget to check out Primal Pit Paste. Your underarms will love you. And Elisa wanted me to mention, no parabens in Primal Pit Paste either. I know I focused a lot on triclosan because almost all of the deodorants have triclosan in them, but Primal Pit Paste has no parabens in it either for women who are worried about, we know that parabens can actually accumulate and create the seed for breast tumors. So check out primalpitpaste.com, use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN and save 20% off your order, and I'd love to hear from you about how you like it. And we have more Super Human Radio the rest of the week. We have a great show. The program guide will be updated here in just a couple minutes. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.